Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I don't take bullshit from nobody. Actually, expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today will not be any different. Today, I'm going to be talking about the impeachment that happened today on Wednesday, November 13th, as the Democrats piss poorly, tried to impeach 45. But before I talk about that, I just want to talk about something that came to mind when doing research for today's episode. The crying, basically, from the left. And when I talk about the left, I'm talking about the Marxists, the socialists, the communists, the political Marxists, not the political Marxists, the social Marxists. Ugh. Yeah, the ones that cry about, oh, I have different pronouns. My pronouns are and that's my pronouns. I mean, this is what comes to mind as a person of color. I am a Puerto Rican. As someone with brown skin, I'm kind of sick of the left. I am just sickened how they just celebrate being victims. They crave being victims. They crave it. They don't want to rise above it. They want to use it as a way, as an excuse, really. As an excuse to be failures. To not have to work. And the fact of the matter is, if a person of color, if me, I don't feel like a victim. I don't feel like a victim at all, at all. I know if I work hard enough, I'll get it. I have no problems, and look, I have no problems showing my ID before I vote. Hell, I do security. I have no problem showing my ID whenever it's fucking required. I could get an ID. I know how to pay for it. I know what to do. I know how to use the internet. I know how to do a lot of things that would make my life possible. Having to get shit done. I don't need a white savior. I don't. And I won't look to you to save me. All I want is for, hey, if you want to hire me to do work, go ahead, please. By all means, hire me. But other than that, get out of my way. I'm not going to help you get you free shit. Because that's really what it is. Oh, you know, Black Lives Matter. We need to worry about the Mexican. That hopefully I'll get some free shit in return. Whee! That's pretty much what it is. But you have these lily white trust fund kids that have never worked a fucking day in their life. Not once. Not one day. And then they see me with a MAGA hat on in New York City. And they're like, oh, you have betrayed me. Like, I didn't betray you. I owe you shit. I don't owe you a fuck damn thing. Like, I'm sorry. That's how the left looks at people of color. Like, we owe them something. Like, no, I don't owe you shit. I don't owe you a damn thing. Like, stop it. Stop it. Get the fuck out my way and let me work. Like, I don't need you. I do not need anyone from the left. Honestly, and when people say, well, why you wear that hat? I always ask them first question, short answer or long answer? If they ask me for the short answer, because the Democrats have done dick for me. They haven't done anything. They haven't improved my life. Not one iota. All they have done is cost me more money and make shit more inconvenient. Make me having to do shit more inconvenient because you, instead of making it easier, they put more steps, making it harder for you to get things accomplished. And it is the Democrats, because it's like, oh, we're going to make some more money. Well, people have to do this anyway. Let's put some more steps and make it more expensive and more convoluted. The Democrats have done jack shit. Oh, Obamacare. Obamacare ended up costing me damn near what I now pay in rent per month. And that's ridiculous. And now I have a job where my health insurance basically costs me $66 a month through my job. That's my contribution. And it's good insurance. It's better insurance than I had under Obamacare. And those prices were going up and up and up and up and up. And the coverage was getting smaller, 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 and smaller. Who was that benefiting? Wasn't benefiting my brown ass. Wasn't benefiting me at all. Yet these little lily white kids, everything. Oh my goodness, we gotta save the penguins. You've never even seen a fucking penguin. Oh, we got to save this. We're going to do this. Oh, global warming. It's fucking 27 degrees, 20-something degrees outside in New York right now. I wish there was such a thing as global warming. I would love it if New York City was 70 degrees. That was its winter temperature. 70 degrees. Nice and warm. I would love that. Instead of having to put on these heavy ass coats. Hell no. Hell no. Like, honestly, they concern themselves over bullshit. Over shit that no one has the power to fucking fix. I'm short. The government needs to do something for the height challenge. Like, what the fuck you expect us to do? Of course, I'm being facetious right now, but I'm just saying. Like, honestly, it, you know, for a bunch of motherfuckers that be like, oh, we can't trust the government, they're going to kill us. You sure as fuck want breaking your necks or trying to give them more power. Look, as much as I support the president, do I want him to have more power? No. Do I want Congress to have more power? Hell no. I want government to shrink. To the point where all the government has to worry about is fixing the motherfucking roads. Hey, how's about we build freaking high-speed railways so that way, especially for all you armchair environmentalists, it's more environmentally friendly. It's cleaner for the air if you use the trains, the railways to transport food and whatnot. In fact, they'll be cheaper. It would lower the price of food. Lower the price of products. Instead of putting it on these, you know, these smoke spewing trucks. What? You know, and then just use the smaller trucks for, you know, once you get them into the cities or into wherever you gotta go so they can transport them between the train station or the railways and stuff, their freight to each store. But no, that makes too much sense. Now, what does it? Like, we got railways that are not even being used. I mean, hell, in New York City, I mean, I had Larry Sharp here. Even he explained it. We have railways here in New York that are not being used. That could be used easily to transport food. Lord.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Or, like, well, not just food, but, you know, products and stuff and whatnot. During the night, you know? But no, that would make too much sense. Like, honestly, you're so worried about that. You know, you're so worried about global warming. How's about we worried about all the fucking plastics in the ocean? That's a real issue. I'm sorry, that is a real issue. And the only way you're going to stop people from using plastic is if you come up with a cheaper option. A cheaper option. You know, I mean, I'm not opposed to you getting reusable bottles. I'm not opposed to using reusable straws. I use metal straws at home. I use reusable straws. Now, if they mass produce them, so that way they you know, hey, get one that's like a 7-Eleven Slurpee, a big gulp size straw that you could carry with you. Yeah, now you're talking about some solutions. Something that, like, a one-time thing. People stop using it. People start using it naturally. The, you know, stores start reducing and all that. And, you know, and then you clean up the oceans. You take... I mean, we have the technology. We have real issues. But these left, they just want money they just want to take steal money out of other people's pockets and put it in theirs and not give a crap about people of color. Oh, but that person of color. Oh, that person of color better not run off the fucking their thought plantation. They better not go. They better not run off. Oh, they'll come at you, boy. They'll come at you. Chop off your legs. That's exactly what they'll do. They'll come for you. They'll come and kill you. They'll get you. So, they'll get you, man. They'll you know, and I mean, and I keep saying it, the only time a white person has called me a spick, a nigger, and everything in between was someone that voted Democrat. You're a race traitor. What the fuck? That's why your fucking country guy got hit by a hurricane. How the fuck does that work? Now, honestly, would I be wrong if I was to start smacking the shit out of people for that disrespect? I mean, hell, when someone screams the N-word at a black person, and that black person punches them, they're like, no, he deserved that. He deserved that. So, can I smack the shit out of someone for calling me a spick? Can I smack the shit out of someone for calling me a nigger? Can I do that? Just because you don't like the president I vote for, don't like the person I supported? Is that it? Is that what's going? Is that what's really good in the hood? Like, I am really sick and tired of these white kids. I am tired. Like, look, I'm not trying to be racist, but these white kids on the left, these socialists, the Marxists, the fake progressives, all of them. You are not my keeper. You do not know what I need. You do not know what my interests are. I don't need you to save me. I need you to get the fuck out my way and let me work. That's what I need. I don't need you to be coming up with all this other, like, happy horse shit. Like, oh, well, you know, you're brown, so you make 10 cents less than a white man. Bullshit. Because money bet, a black man probably makes more than a white man in sports, in music. Like, and that's not even based on race. That's based on ability. Really, what comes down to it is, like, look, people on the left are still for slavery. It's just they change the language around to make it sound like they're benevolent. But really, they just want to keep us as their slaves. Like when they do with Mexicans. Oh, well, Mexicans do the jobs for less money. Oh, so you're for slavery. No. But if... Okay, so you're okay. You're against corporatism, but you're okay when a Mexican comes in and wants to work for low wages. Okay, yeah, that's very loving. You're looking out. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay because as long as you get your Frappuccino at $2 less, you're okay with a Mexican family living 30 per one bedroom apartment. Living like fucking rats. You're okay with that, right? No, but they've had it hard in their country. You know, and I hate to sound like this, but so fucking what? You had it tough in your country. So what? I have it a little tough here. I'm not going to say I have it tough, but you know, let's say I have it tough. So does that mean I could go? Okay, how's about this? Okay, no, bad. Let me bring that back. Okay, let's change the analogy. Let's say I was living in a household. I was getting my ass kicked. Does that mean I could go into your house without asking permission and take up residence? No, of course not, right? See, and that's another thing. All these people, all these leftists, oh, we need to do something about the migrants. Okay, open up your house. Let them in. No! Okay, so somebody else has to, just not you. Oh, I don't have the room. I don't have the money. Shut the fuck up. Then shut the fuck up. If you're not fucking part of the solution, you're part of the fucking problem. Get the fuck out the way. Simple as that. It's as simple as that. I am just sick of this shit. Like, then shut the fuck up. So, I don't, you know, I mean, it's always like, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of how people are like, oh, you're a victim this way, you're a victim that way. Oh my God, so it's not my fault? Yes, it is your fault. You're not going to take responsibility for your life? You're not going to take responsibility for your own life? What? Excuse me? Excuse? Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I mean, look, certain people are fucking hilarious. Like, these leftists are fucking hilarious. Like, first, no blood for oil. No blood for oil. I could get behind that. No blood for oil. I don't want to go into other countries for their fucking resources. Get the fuck... No, we have our own shit. But now that Donald Trump says, let's get out of Syria, everyone's screaming, what about the Kurds? What about the Kurds? Like, they give a flying fuck about a Kurd. They never seen a Kurd before. The only Kurd they seen is when they left their mocha frappe, lapache, bacachuno, Chewbacca, cappuccino out in the sun for like half a day, and they see the milk all curdling. That's the only Kurds they seen. These motherfuckers are like, oh, what about the Kurds? Like, they weren't just cursing out Muhammad at the fucking bodega because he got his fucking sandwich wrong. But hey, they can be racist all they want because they voted for Obama. Like, what exactly do they fucking want? It just fucking amazes me. Like, I'm just sorry. I'm just sick and tired. I am totally just fucking sick and tired of these fucking white kids. These, like, lily white kids thinking they know better than me. They know how to run my life better than me. You know how fucking annoying that shit is? Like, look, I moved out of my mother's house. I moved out so that way I could determine my own path. They don't fucking pay my rent. They don't fucking buy my food. They don't pitch in no money, yet they feel like they could tell me how to live my life. Do you know how fucking annoying that is? I'm a grown-ass adult. I freaking work. I fucking buy my own food. I cook. I clean. I do shit for myself.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And what? To have some fucking little teeny bopper, not even teeny bopper, fucking goddamn motherfucker with a porno mustache thinking that shit is cool, calling me comrade and shit because he wants to fucking, he read some passage or he was told some fucking passage from Karl Marx. Like, I know, oh my God, this makes sense. The proletariat, the bourgeoisie, blah, 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 blah. Motherfucker, if you, most, you know the funny shit is, most of the motherfuckers screaming about the proletariat and the bourgeoisie are the fucking bourgeoisie. You so worried about the rich, you so worried about the bourgeoisie, eat the rich, eat yourself. Go ahead. You're the bourgeoisie. You're the fucking bourgeois. Thinking you know better than everybody else? Thinking you know how you're going to try to run everyone else's life? Suck my dick. I am so tired of this. I am so tired of motherfuckers that don't even pay attention to fucking politics. That don't even know what the fuck they're doing. Trying to tell me how to live my life. Like, get the fuck out of my way. Get the actual fuck out my way. I am so sick and tired of it. I'm so sick and seeing and these motherfucking kids that they've never had it tough. They want to walk around with a Che Guevara shirt on or that fucking hammer and sickle shit thinking that shit is cute. To me, that's a swastika for me. That has no difference. The hammer sickle is no different than a fucking swastika. Especially since in a lot of Latin countries, that symbol has oppressed. Well, I mean, Cubans. You know, fuck it. They're Latino. They're my people. Venezuelans, they're my people. They're Latinos. That symbol has been used to oppress and murder and starve to death. People have the right, the God-given right, to determine their own fate. They have, it's... Like, get the fuck out my way. Like, how hard is it? You can't tell me what to do. I'm not gonna let you tell me what to do. So what, you don't like the word tranny? So what, you don't like the word faggot? Fucking deal with it. Fucking deal with it. If I gotta deal with people calling me a spick, calling me a nigger because, like, because, you know, that's just how it is, freedom of speech. You could deal with being called or listening to those words. I don't have to be sensitive. Here's the thing. I don't have to be sensitive to your sexuality, to your perceived gender. I don't have to be. I just can't kick your ass for it. But go ahead, wear a dress all you want. I don't have to like it. I don't have to think stunning and brave. Oh, you're stunning and brave. I'm sorry, I don't. I don't think you're stunning. I don't think you're brave. I think you fucking sicken me. Am I going to hit you? No. Am I going to call you a faggot? Nah. But am I going to think it? Probably. Like what Don Jr. said, like, look, you could be gay, you could be trans, you could be whoever you want. Just don't shove it down my throat. I don't want it shoved down my throat. Let me just, okay, let me tolerate you from far. That's hard, right? That's easy, right? And look, this is me saying, look, I have a couple gay men. One passed away, not from AIDS. Who I respect. Who I love. It's you fucking, you know, you fucking assholes that like to be dancing around, putting on makeup, acting, making a fool out of yourself. That's wanting to shove it down your throat instead of like, okay, I just happen to be attracted to other men. I just happen to be attracted to the same woman. You know, it's... Who can... Like, all right, Mazel Tov. Why do you need me to fucking worship you? Why do you need freaking all this fucking positive... Just be. I don't need the fucking cheerleaders, you know, to cheer me on while I'm eating a girl's pussy. I don't need that. In fact, I would rather you not be in the fucking room while I'm on the job. Every freaking thing we do should be between me and you, baby. Like, just relax. My God, relax. No one has to know. Like, if you want to... Like, I don't even understand what's this need. Like, oh, I came out the closet. I told them I'm gay. Okay, and? Like, I remember when I used to live in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. There was this dude. I was coming home from work from the L train on Bedford. And he's like, I'm gay. I just went... Do you want a fucking cookie? Like, and? The funny thing is, like, I'm the first gay man in space. Wee! I'm like, okay. I mean, how do gays fare in zero G gravity? I don't know. Like, does this cure AIDS? I don't know. Like, how am I supposed to feel about this? We're heading in the right direction. I don't... How do we know this is the right direction? How do we know that homosexuality isn't a mental illness? Can we at least look into this before we start allowing this to continue and people hurt themselves? Are we sure that transgenderism is not a mental illness? Can we do something about this? Maybe not electric shock therapy. Maybe not praying it away. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying. But obviously, shock therapy and praying it away is not working. What if it is? What if it is? What if it is a mental issue like schizophrenia? What if? What if? I'm just saying what if. Aren't we doing a disservice to these people if they're suffering from this? Because it really seems like they're not happy. Because if they were happy with their lifestyle, they wouldn't need so much fucking positive reinforcement for their lifestyle. They wouldn't need me to like, weep, whoop, whoop, weep, beep, beep, bop, bop, boop, boop, boop. You're gay. Congrats. Like, what? Like, you wouldn't need me to do that. You wouldn't need my fucking approval. Like, you would just be like, okay, well, whatever. He doesn't like you. Fuck him. I mean, well, I'm not going to fuck him, but, you know. Like, to hell with ye. And be like, to hell with ye, to you too, sir. May the force be with ye. Like... Like she just oh my god. Bottom line is, white people, get the fuck out of my way. I'm just white liberals, white leftists, get the fuck out of my way. White people on the right, you're cool. You're cool. Thank you for being awesome. But other than that, the fuck. So anyways, I'm going to take a quick break. In fact, I'm going to play a prank call. This prank call, okay, let's get the prank call. Okay, downloads. Yes. You know, I've been getting these phone calls from these Indian guys they're from the IRS. Your number has been called and it has been deactivated. My social security number has been deactivated. So I call back and this is what happens.
Challenger.
Clocked out for the day.
It's a Chinese guy.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm chilling right here. You know, I'm just trying to keep it real. You know. I'm just here, you know, dealing with these cows, you know, making hamburgers and shit.
All right, no problem. Your first name is, what is your first name?
You know what my first name is.
I don't know your first name. What is your first name?
You know my first name.
I don't know your first name.
My first name is Sanjay Gupta.
Oh, Sanjay Gupta.
Yes.
I really like your name. You have a very nice name.
Thank you.
Are you from Pakistan?
No, I'm from Inglewood, New Jersey.
Oh, and you brought up in India?
No. I was brought up in East New York.
Oh, okay. And your name is Sanjay Gupta?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Your mom is Indian or your dad is Indian?
No, they're actually both Canadian.
Okay. I think your mom found in somewhere places in rubbish.
What?
Where people throw dustbins and all. What? I think your mom took from there.
Is that even English? What the hell are you even talking about, boy?
Hello, Mr. Sanjay Gupta.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Sanjay Gupta, are you married or are you single?
I'm looking for you. You wanna fuck?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, nice. Okay, good.
I'll be coming to your... Okay, last night I just fucked your girlfriend and...
I don't have a girlfriend, I'm gay. What do you mean? I don't have a girlfriend. I'm trying to fuck your ass, boy. I want to bend you over, and I want to stretch your butthole with my penis.
Thank you.
I want to come inside your guts.
I want to. You, I can't wait for that.
Oh, good, 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 good. Well, first, I'll make it nice. I'll make it nice. After I'm done fucking you, I'll kiss you on the lips. I love you.
Wow. Wow. Really interesting. Really interesting.
Yes. Do you swallow cum?
Yeah.
Oh, good, 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 good. So that means I'll let you suck me and you could drink my pee-pee.
Yes, I can do that. I can do that.
You could drink my pee-pee?
Yeah, why not?
Tell me slow. Say I'll drink your pee-pee.
I'll drink your pee-pee. Wow. Can I talk to my boyfriend?
Yes. We can have a threesome.
But I will take charge for you. I will take more than $200,000, okay, for one night.
What? No. $12,000. How's about 20 rupees?
No, sorry.
$12,000. For $12,000, I get to fuck your dad too.
No.
Yes. No, $12,000. I fuck you and your dad and your granddad.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I will give you $200,000 and I will fuck your wife.
I don't have a wife.
Daughter.
I don't have a daughter.
I know.
You know. So what are you paying for?
All right.
What? Come on! I want to have sex with you. I want you on your back with your legs behind your head, so I can screw you deep.
Same to you, sir. Same to you.
Same to me. Okay. We screw each other deep.
Yeah, sure. I cannot wait for you.
Oh, I know you can't. You freak. Yep. That's how you fuck with them. Those fucking rat people. Anyways, I gotta blow my nose and all that because I have some allergies and my nose is all dry and shit and I don't know what's going on. So I'm gonna take a quick music break now and we'll be back to talk about the impeachment. What should I play for you, mama, mother huckers? Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. My beloved tragedy. And this is a Sanctuary.
Or whether the storm's solely just you and me. Now, Hold me tightly, hold me gently. Rain is falling, darkness ending. Recite to me works of magic, so my ending's not so tragic. But will you stand the time it takes till this is finished? Will you hold me upright when my strength's diminished? Do you think that you can?
That was My Beloved Tragedy with their song Sanctuary from their Say Anything album out now. So, who's afraid of impeachment? I'm not. I was watching some of this shit, at the doctor's office today. I'm really not worried. I am seriously not worried about impeachment. It was already even it was even said that the president of the Ukraine, he was like, I didn't think Trump did anything wrong. And the fact that we have a treaty with the Ukraine that specifically states if asked, they have to give us information if there is fraud going on. Trump did nothing wrong. Like, and yet.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
They're still pushing through to this. They're still pushing through. What they try, like honestly, I'm going to have to start calling my Congress people, my Congress critters, my senators, be like, you better not vote for impeachment. You best not vote for impeachment. He didn't do anything wrong. Trump did nothing wrong. In fact, let me read this article from the Daily Wire that Democrat during impeachment hearing. Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct. What? Democrat Representative Mike Quigley of Illinois faced intense backlash on Wednesday afternoon after claiming during Democrats' impeachment inquiry hearing that hearsay can be much better evidence than direct evidence. In a rambling statement, Quigley said, and if it gets too closed premiered on hearsay, I think the American public needs to be reminded that countless people have been convicted on hearsay because the courts have routinely allowed and created needed exceptions to hearsay. Quigley continued, hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, and it's certainly valid in this instance. How? Like, I wish somebody would tell me. In fact, hold on. Let me try. I gotta get. I have to get Senor Frog. No, let me stop. Let me get a friggin'. Let's get what's his name? Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Turn the music up and hear that sound. Let me see if I can get Gabriel Brown on here. Here we go. We're going on. I'm going to call Gabriel Brown. Hey Gabriel, what's up? You're on the air.
Hello?
Gabe, can you hear me?
Who's this?
It's Louis B.
Oh, what's going on?
You're live on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't recognize any kind of number.
Yeah,
so I'm on air. What are you doing? A show tonight?
Yeah. I'm talking about the impeachment. Did you hear anything about it?
No, you bring me up to speed. I've been kind of like out of the loop the last day and a half. I apologize. So you definitely bring me up to speed. I'm sure. I'll
All right. Yeah.
Adapt
so
to whatever the knowledge is.
So far, in an article from the Daily Wire, Representative Mike Quigley of Illinois, he basically said that hearsay can be much better evidence than direct.
What happened? I apologize.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear out here. I'm listening up.
Okay, let me.
Okay, so they're trying to impeach Trump still.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that like old news from like 2 years ago?
Well, basically, they're trying to impeach him based on his interaction with the
Ukraine.
Yeah.
Well, it's just ridiculous because. I mean, let's face it, what did he really do wrong? He tried reaching out to another country. I mean, there are presidents who reach out to other countries all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really that shocking. Donald Trump would try to reach out to learn about the origins of where this Russia crap came from. Now is it?
Yeah.
And, you know, we're finding out that there was no meat and potatoes behind that. And it was just, it was a joke. It had nothing. And now they're going, you know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I think the establishment, Dems and Republicans, they're all pushing for this impeachment crap. I think they have something to do with the whole situation in Ukraine with the energy company. I mean, let's face it. Joe Biden's kid was on, you know, one of the boards of the energy company that everyone's talking about. But so was a Bush-era CIA person. So it's bipartisan involvement with this situation. So it seems to me that Donald Trump may have just stumbled onto something accidentally bigger than he even understands. And if you look back at the time period, look back at what was going on with ISIS, Syria, pipeline plans, you know, threatening Russia with NATO and surrounding them, Hillary Clinton, the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of that stuff, I think what would happen if that was all actually investigated, you would have a serious incrimination problem with a good chunk of Democrats from the previous administration, as well as potentially the Bush administration with neoconservatives. For things that are going on in the region that we may not have a full understanding of. I know Soros was involved. I know the Mossad was involved with supplying Nazi groups in Ukraine.
Mm.
From what I understand, there's a lot of weird things that are going on in that region that go back to that time period in 2014. So I'm sure that Trump stumbled on something big, and they're all very scared of what will come out of it, so they have to distract the American people with these impeachment threats. They want to send a message to Trump that you don't want to touch us, because if you do, we're going to try to throw you out of office. So I think there's something going on behind the scenes that's bigger than we even know. That's just my speculation. You know, just from the little data that I've looked at, as well as just remembering what's happened in the last 5 years, six, maybe nine. So, yeah, I find that interesting. I think that's completely being ignored, and that's not really being discussed, other than people who are interested in what's really going on. So, yeah, I think that's what the impeachment is just trying to cover up, their attempt to cover up. They don't want that door. They don't want that to be opened up. That's the way I feel about that.
Okay, that's interesting.
I don't know if that makes sense to you, but
yeah, it does.
It sure as hell makes sense to me.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, like during the hearing today, let me say it again. Democrat Representative Mike Quigley of Illinois said hearsay can be much better evidence than direct. In his statement, he said, and it gets to close premiere on hearsay. I think the American public needs to be reminded that countless people have been convicted on hearsay because the courts have routinely allowed and created needed exceptions to hearsay.
Well, I can think of a couple court cases that we're familiar with where that kind of happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's what they're trying to basically indict Trump on, complete hearsay. I mean, I still can't figure out what exactly he's done to break laws or, you know, disrupt the Constitution. Nobody's really put forth any evidence on any of those claims. Now, I would like for them to, but the what we call the left, whatever you want to call it, these people these days, they just seem like they just want to impeach somebody based on their feelings and no evidence. And they don't really care about the rule of law while accusing Trump of being against the rule of law. So it's very bizarre to me. But at the same time, this just goes to show you if these people ever gain power, how they would administer the rule of law upon those they target.
Yeah.
And that's why they can't ever be given power by a sane, rational public. Because to do so would be insanity.
Yeah, I mean...
And we'd see some really dangerous things occur.
Yeah, and, like, part of the reason why I keep bringing this up is because everyone that have see that sees me with this hat, some of the comments I get is like, "Oh, your president's going to jail. Your president's going to jail." Like, on what?
You know, it's really funny, Louie.
Yeah.
I remember running into somebody.
Yeah.
Like shortly after Donald Trump was elected, and they were completely convinced that he was going to be impeached really soon. And that was like 3.5 years ago.
Didn't they start this?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
I mean,
they started this impeachment shit.
He's still there.
Yeah, but as soon as they like, as soon as he got elected, oh, we're gonna impeach him. Oh, so fuck the other half of the population that voted for him, right?
Well, they obviously don't care about the other populace because, again, as far as they're concerned, they're acting like dictators, and they believe in the rule of power on their end. They don't care about the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
They care about what they can do with their fist. And it's really out of control. So, I mean, it's just being very apparent.
Like, honestly, they're not even worried that if they impeach him, that might activate people into, like, going to war, right?
Well, I think that's what they want. They want the right wing, you know, whatever you want to call the term. They're hoping to instigate people on the right to act violent so that they can justify taking over even further, despite the fact that they're actually doing the very things that they're trying to push people on the right to do. It's very, like, I don't even, you know what the problem is, Louis?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much things that they're doing right now that they have a tendency to describe people of the right. That it's almost like it's completely self-projected, you know, it's a self-projected agenda where they're doing everything that they accuse the other person of doing. And then they'll accuse you. They'll be like, oh, you're doing these things. And you point out how the left is doing it, and they'll still say you're doing it, despite the fact that there's evidence that would suggest something completely different than what they're claiming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so astronomical when it just analyzing just the whole psychological makeup of what, and trying to figure out why people are doing these things. Is it for nefarious purposes? Is it cognitive dissonance? Is it just pure ignorance? It might be a combination of all of the above.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Or a few of them together. And it's. I argue with people on Facebook quite often about things that they do while they accuse you of doing those things that they themselves are doing.
Well, yeah, there's that old saying, people usually accuse others of what they are themselves.
Yeah, and it's like they've been caught over and over again, but they just keep doing it. Like they haven't been caught. Like almost in a robotic sense.
Because they've
it's
never...
Like it's a script and they can't go off it.
Well, that's the thing. No one's holding them accountable for what they do. That's the problem.
Like these people aren't organic at all. It's just that they're synthetic and they're like cold and robotic.
Well, yeah, because it's all... You're right. It is all scripted. They have no... There's no passion in it. They're following something that they've been told. And it's just...
It'd be like... Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, look at AOC. She looks like she's operate... She looks like she's Project... what's her name? Monarch.
The Monarch Project.
Yeah, she looks like she has Monarch programming. Like, watch when she gets a little older, she's gonna look like she's going nuts. But it will be the programming just like wearing off, and she'll have to get like rebrainwashed. Like what happened with Britney? Well, like what happened with Britney Spears when she shaved off over her head? I mean, the theory was that her Monarch programming was wearing off because she. Like, that's when she turned 30, but I don't know what AOC, she's probably, you know, once it starts wearing off, she's probably going to go real nuts.
I mean, that's just assuming that she's under brain, like, mind control. She might just be brain dead. I don't really know.
She could be
what
both.
The deal with her is, it could be a combination of both. It could just be that she's just brain dead and there's no kind of like. I just don't have any documentation that can back any of that up at the moment.
No, of course
I won't
not.
Be really shocked if anything ever were to come out
yeah.
that would kind of leaning that direction.
I mean, you never know. She's probably one of those sex kittens that they kept around as a comfort girl for like Bernie Sanders.
Anything's possible. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, like these people read a script. It would be the equivalent of somebody who's reading a script telling you that it's a sunny day out and it's snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell them, wait, no, it's snowing outside. And they're like, no, it's sunny. You're crazy. Meanwhile, they're sitting there with a piece of paper that says it's sunny. While you can see it's snowing and you're sitting in 6 feet of snow.
Yeah. So basically the Democrats or whatever is behind this impeachment, they're gaslighting America.
Oh, yeah, they totally are. It's a ruse. It's a distraction. It's an attempt. It's an attempt at coup to some degree. But I think it, like I was saying earlier, I think that the whole Ukrainian situation, I think there's a lot of stuff going on over there that certain people do not want coming out to the public, mm-hmm. because of all the money and black ops and weird things with big corporate companies that are, you know, globalists. I think that all that stuff would come out, it would just be it'd be so bad. Like, yeah, they don't want that to come out. And I'm convinced of this because I've seen enough little pieces kind of fit together properly that kind of like suggest this possibility. And yeah, the impeachment is a complete like waste. I mean, we should be investigating the people that were involved with pushing this Russian conspiracy about how Putin was controlling our elections and Donald Trump works for the Kremlin.
Mm.
I mean, that just sounds absolutely crazy to me. Because I've not seen evidence of any of that.
Yeah, especially when, look, I guess take this with a grain of salt, but I mean, this can be easily verified. When Don Jr. was on the Anthony Cumia show, he was talking about how they accused him and his father of basically profiting from government contracts and international businesses. And he said, like, look, as soon as he was elected, we stopped doing international business.
Yeah, I mean,
and whenever any foreign dignitary stayed at a Trump property, they refunded the government the money. they've lost money with him being president. Like, and this is easily verifiable. So it's like, how is he profiting yet losing money? Like, it makes no sense.
Nothing makes sense about what any of these people say. Like I was saying about the Russian thing, it's funny. The left, they loved Russia when they were communists. They loved them during World War II when Stalin was working with FDR and Churchill. They loved Russia. They said they were our friends. Then all of a sudden we're fighting communism. You know, they were pro-war in World War II, but then all of a sudden Vietnam comes along, or even Korea. Anything revolving war against communism, they're anti-war. They just magically become anti-war and anti-imperialist, but they were pro-imperialist and pro-war and pro-communism when, you know, Russia was communist. Then the fall of the Soviet Union happens, where communism is no longer recognized as the official government of the, Russia. So, you know, yeah, you do kind of have the rise of, like, these gangster-type states in Russia where these people with money came in. You know, Russia's kind of always been a mess in that sense. But all of a sudden, the left just, like, hates the Russian people. Like, oh, Russia's, like, colluding with, you know, they're taking over our country for the elections. They weren't saying any of these things when communist Russia actually was, during the 50s and 60s, utilizing insidious methods to infiltrate our government. You know, nobody had a problem with that. But all of a sudden, you know, Russia's not communist anymore, so Russia's bad. It seems like to me that, like, some of these people on the left, or whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. have, like, some kind of racial hatred towards the Russian people. Like, the only problem with myself and, you know, more right-leaning people had a problem with Russians is because they were communists, not because they were Russian. We don't have a problem with Russians. we had a problem with communists, who just happened to be Russia. They're not communists anymore, so I don't really care to have a problem with Russia if they're just sitting by, you know, back and doing their own thing, separate of us. But the left just has this vicious hatred of Russian people, whether they're communist or not. They just, I don't know what it is. But I just find it very funny, I guess because they're the lightest skin looking people ever. I don't really know. I mean, it's the same thing with the, you know, some of these leftists when it comes to their preference on religion. When it comes to Christianity, evil white devil. Judaism, evil white devil. Islam, poor, oppressed brown people. Even if Islam isn't necessarily majority brown. Has, there are plenty light-skinned people in the Islamic world. But it seems to me that there's some kind of like a racial skin color thing when it comes to their preference on religion. You know, some of these people claim to be atheists, but, you know, they sit there and apologize for Islam all day. One of the most oppressive, regressive religions as of right now compared to the other two Abrahamic religions. But, you know, they hate on the other two, but they'll just, like, defend Islam all day long. There's no consistency with these people on you know, in that sector of the left. And, you know, they just want to hate on Donald Trump. He literally could cure cancer tomorrow and say he's going to implement a socialist state, and I am convinced that they would just start hating him for curing cancer.
Well, yeah, like,
and
the
demanding
opening
capitalism.
The opening joke I said is like, at first there were like people were screaming no blood for oil. But now when he wants to get the fuck out of Syria, everyone is like, what about the Kurds? Like, they give a fuck about the Kurds.
It's like they went full imperialism.
Yeah,
they want to invade foreign countries. It's like that's the funny thing. Communism has been a pro-imperialist ideology for many years, and there's only been certain moments in history where they've decided to be anti-imperialist, but they're generally speaking, they have been pretty imperialist, no different than, you know, some of these countries in the West. And I just find it really funny. It's like there's no consistency or of like, okay, you're against something and then all of a sudden you're for it. Only because your side's doing it, but you're against it if other people do the same thing you're doing. So it's like, it's hypocritical. I can't really take these people serious in the sense of like actually following, you know, what they believe. The only thing I take serious about them is they're seriously dangerous to liberty because they don't have a consistency in protecting liberty.
Mm-hmm.
They have a consistency in destroying liberty for everybody that's not part of the oligarch. The only liberty they have is to themselves, and everyone outside can suffer. That is what I see. And I don't think I'm wrong about that.
No. No, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's just, I mean, that's a common joke we say. It's like, oh, well, Let's just make it so that way if you breathe air, you're a Nazi because Donald Trump breathes air. Maybe we'll get some of the dumb ones to kill themselves.
Well, I'll tell you this. As you know, I was recently somebody told me that because I read books and study the enemy, which I, you know, enemy of mine are Nazis, believe it or not, that I'm a Nazi because I read books.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, Nazis burn books. So if I'm studying a subject, I don't just have books about Nazis.
That's
I also
like,
have the Communist Manifesto in my possession.
That's like saying
that's
like saying anyone that reads the Bible is a Satanist.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's like these people will constantly rail and rag about, oh, Nazis are bad, they're bad, Nazis are bad. It's like, have you ever read a book about them? Nazis are bad. But have you read a book about them?
Yeah.
No, Nazis are bad. They're bad. It's like, yeah, I've read books about them. I actually know what they look like in terms of policy and ideas and what they've done. And what's happening is you have people who don't know that because they haven't really looked into anything. And they're calling everyone the label that doesn't even properly fit. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, people who are black getting called white supremacists. Mm. It just, none of this stuff is, like, it just doesn't add up. It's like a, it's like we've been saying, a script where you look at your, what's going on around you, and the script doesn't really add up. But they're still reading it, and they're still following it, and they're still trying to convince you that what you're looking at is what's on that script rather than what you see with your own eyes, which is reality. And look, I mean, I don't mind playing make-believe, but these people's form of make-believe is to make government do what they want, to impose oppressive tyranny upon others because of their delusions of make-believe. I mean, it's really, like, crazy. And, you know, that, you know, if you're basically the equivalent of a librarian, that they're going to accuse you of being a Nazi. I mean, I've never heard of something like that until recently. But that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people who actually believe that. And they're willing to hurt you just to make the point clear that, you know, it won't be tolerated that you are to be smart. It's literally 1984.
Oh, yeah.
People are totally 1984 out.
No, pretty soon they're going to start trying to kill people with glasses again.
Well, they did that in Cambodia.
Yeah.
Pol Pot actually had people executed for wearing glasses and, I believe, for having an above seventh grade education. I am not exaggerating. You can look this up. I'm pretty sure that's what happened in Pol Pot's Cambodia. That's madness. They're literally trying to kill people who want to improve the quality of their life so that they don't live in absolute crap. But, yeah, no, like I said, they just hate, they're going to hate Trump no matter what. I just wish these people would actually go after Trump on something real. You know, just give us something of substance. Bring some documentation and prove that he's part of this CFR, the New World Order. But they won't. And until they do, I'm not going to sit there and sensationalistly lie about Donald Trump being whatever they say he is. You know? They would at least have some credibility that they would attack him on real things and hold his feet to the fire if he screws up.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hand it at least to the people, you know, kind of on the pro-Trump side. Not everybody is a zealot. There are people on his side that will criticize him, and rightfully so if he makes a mistake. And I think that Trump actually listens to the people who criticize him on his side.
Yeah, no, he
because sometimes he reverses decisions making.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Based
that's
on
that's
what the public outreach cry is.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you want. Like, at least, like, honestly, if anyone on the left really has a problem, work with the fucking man.
Well, like, you see, these people don't want to work with anybody. They just want to destroy everything around them. Because, I mean, my friend, who was a cab driver, mm-hmm. picked up one of these Antifa types, and the kid couldn't rationally, like, compile any kind of, like, positive solutions. He just had this blind, rageful hate. Mm. And that's all it was, and it didn't make any sense. And I tried to explain this to him years ago, my friend who was a cab driver, and he didn't understand it at first because it just didn't make any sense. And after witnessing it with his own eyes that these people make literally no sense, he now understands what exactly I tried to explain to him and why it made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to put forth a calculation, a mathematical calculation. He talked to just one of these people. That's crazy. But if you multiply one of them to 10, 10 of them to 100, and 100 of them to 10,000 or 50,000 in the street strong,
mm-hmm.
I think you'd end up with an extremely dangerous situation. And that's essentially what I was concerned with back in 2013 when I saw the slow rise of Antifa and the insidiousness of the cancer of its ideology infecting all these impressionable people of, you know, younger age. When I saw that in 2013, they could actually do that. I was in disbelief that these people would become this, like, irrational and crazy. But after my personal experience dealing with them, it was very apparent that, you know, if this thing spread, it was going to spread like cancer, and it was going to be extremely dangerous. And it's proving that is true. like 6 years later. These people have done that.
So, you know, someone that has been looking into Antifa for so many years, what's the appeal? Like, why do you have so many of these misguided white kids? Like, they just love Antifa. Like, they want to join this group.
Well, there's reasons. And, you know, as much as it's a collectivist movement, mm-hmm. where they're all like drones, on the surface, they're individualistic in the sense that they all individually were drawn to it for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And depending on some of them, what I gather is some of them are just strictly thrill seekers. They want to wear the mask. They want to wear the black uniform because it will basically be a shield and a cover for them to commit criminal mischief, breaking windows, hurting people, violence. They're just... Some of these kids have had everything handed to them their whole lives. So the life is a very boring thing for them. They need something thrilling. Mm-hmm. And knowing that they can go out on the street and hold a temper tantrum and smash up society and hurt people that, you know, get in their way, it's a very thrilling appeal. It's a very luring appeal. It gives them a sense of power they weren't really feeling. And sure there's many other reasons why people join. There's probably legitimate reasons why some of these people join this movement, thinking that it's a legitimate movement. But in actuality, and we've talked to some of these people who have become disillusioned by Antifa, and they will tell you, basically, I'm pretty sure what I'm saying. But, yeah, there are people in there that aren't even political. They're just there for complete malicious, mischievous reasons. Of just thrill-seeking. Mm-hmm. And that's what you get out of that. Because I don't think a lot of these kids are reading books.
No.
You know, if they think that you are educating yourself about history and they want to call you a Nazi for doing that,
yeah,
that makes me wonder just how much of a degree of reading these people are really doing.
Remember in the many private conversations that we've had when I started reading that Antifa handbook, my first impression was that very thought you just said. They're not reading anything. They just they're regurgitating shit that they've heard third hand, second hand, third hand, fourth hand, and the way they speak, they put inflections and whatnot in their voice to make it sound like that they're so intellectual, but this is just. There's no real passion. There's no real
pseudo intellectuals.
Yeah. There's no real.
You know what it is, Louis? It's one thing if you just get information, you know, spoken to you like the way the elders used to speak to a tribe.
Yeah.
To tell their tales and pass that knowledge along. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that, but they're not doing anything good with the knowledge they've been provided. They're not trying to do anything positive. They're hurting people. And I, you know, there's a lot of the like lower level people. There is a strong possibility they may not be reading much of anything,
right?
Other than what's fed to them by the propaganda machine.
Well, the thing is,
their intelligentsia. Yeah, but the intelligentsia arm seems to at least be reading things, but they're doing it for insidious purposes. Some of them are doing it because they truly believe this nonsense, and they're just spreading cancer. But there's another wing of it, another element in a general sense that's doing this because they're paid mercenaries. Right. And what I mean by that is they're guns for hire. They will write malicious things about people. They will lie about people for the purpose of making a dollar, whether they actually believe any of it or not. But they know that they can make a lucrative living doing this, especially if they're in the higher up end. Where they're not out in the street with masks. They're out there putting their name on articles and up on Ford Foundation sponsored foundational groups.
So basically, from what I can gather, that these higher ups, they're not really educating them for like their own benefit. Like from my suspicion is that they're educating these kids to say, this is how you're a victim. This is like they're brainwashing them to like to get them angry.
They're
like
pawns.
Yeah.
They're pawns on a chessboard. They're being used for a specific purpose to enforce and impose a will upon others that the intelligentsia themselves don't have the cojones to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the guts to do the very thing that they're trying to condition and manipulate other people into doing for them. And that's exactly what you see going on here. I mean, you don't see the Spencer Sunshines out there attacking people. No, he's sitting in his cozy little chair writing his articles while foot soldiers are out there beating up 65-year-old men and going to prison for a year and a half. You know, doing time. I don't think Spencer's going to go visit that guy.
No.
In jail, he could care less. He's making money. The guy's in his 40s. He's, at this point, he went to college. He was involved with stuff years ago. The only direction he can go is making this into a career move to make money. Because what else can he really do other than this? He's in his early to mid 40s. This is it for him. This is his career path. So if your goal is to end fascism, racism, whatever ism, and that is basically how you make money, it doesn't make sense for you to end it. It only makes sense for you to help perpetuate it, to continue making a living. Look at the Southern Poverty Law Center, worth practically $500 million,
mm-hmm.
to quote-unquote fight something. But what if they succeed in winning that battle? Then what do they do with all the, you know, how are they going to make money? It's like how is the United States government going to make money if they win the drug war? How are these federal agencies that are designed to fight the drug war going to sustain and exist afterwards? They're not going to. So they need these things to exist in order to make money. And it seems to me that a lot of this is just about money for some of these people. And some of them have just outright come out and admitted, yeah, they're just in it for the money. They're in it for, influence. They don't really care about what they're actually preaching, so, which is very sad. But it's also very sad that they're ruining lives by manipulating them to enact on these adventures of violence that are, they're ruining everyone's life. This is really terrible. And, you know, I just be curious what these people are going to do after Trump is out of office. Like, who's the next group they're going to attack?
They will have to go after us.
Well, they're going to have to go after somebody, because they're going to have to justify their existence. I mean, let's face it, the alt-right is pretty much done in terms of the Richard Spencer aspect of it. They're gone, so what are they going to fight now? Are they going to fight, like, Miltos, like, conservative and liberals? You know, what, they got the Proud Boys? I mean, they're eventually just going to start fighting each other.
Yeah.
Because each other's not pure enough. Because each other has some views that don't jive with the order. Yuri Bezmenov really was right about these people. When you watch the interview he did with Gilbert Griffin back in the 80s.
Mm.
I highly recommend anyone who hasn't seen that should.
Right.
Because they'll really understand what's happening.
All right. So, I think let's leave it right there. But, you know, in conclusion, are you really worried about this impeachment?
How do I put this? Impeachment is a distraction. In all reality, it's very unpopular amongst a large, sizable amount of the American public.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't either care about it or want him to be impeached because they don't see any justified reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are they going to replace him with?
Pence? Yeah.
Then they got to impeach Pence. What are they going to do? How's that going to work? The people who are pushing for the impeachment have not even thought this through.
No.
And what the repercussions are going to be, even if it were successful. I don't think they're going to be successful. I think it's, like I said, it's a smokescreen distraction. But they're going to commit career suicide for their party. You're doing more to damage and destroy the Democratic Party than the Republicans or people on the right could possibly ever dream of. because these people just sound like they're out of touch with regular working class people. We're just trying to feed their families. We're just happy to have a job. They're happy that Trump's economy is doing great for them in many ways. But like I said, it's the out of touch people who they want to push for this impeachment. It's not going to work. I don't think even if he were impeached, he'd still be in office till the end. I mean, they impeached Bill Clinton. He still served his time.
Yeah.
Like, what did it really do?
Nothing.
It's a joke. It's a distraction. They want to cover up what they're doing and what they did in Ukraine with the, you know, against the Russians. I think that's really what the real story is. I think this is the cover for that real story that's being, you know, glossed over so nobody looks into it. And look at Jeffrey Epstein. That's another story. They're trying to totally gloss over that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole Jeffrey Epstein suicide, it's coming out that, like, these major networks like ABC and CBS, like, had detailed information on this stuff years ago. It was being covered up, and now you have these leakers coming out.
Yeah.
And they're, like, furious and pissed off that this stuff is coming out.
If anything,
it's being shown to the public.
If anything, instead of the Supreme Court ruling that they could sue gun manufacturers over what some nutcase does with their product, why don't we sue ABC for, like, not because of them not reporting this, it allowed possibly more little girls to be hurt by Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, we can't do that, can we?
Yeah,
because
right?
Why would we do that?
Like, if it's what's good for the goose is what's good for the gander.
Incredible.
Yeah, what's good for the goose is what's good for the gander.
Yeah, well, we know why.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never do it. I mean, these companies are just putting a nail in the coffin for themselves. Very few people trust them now.
No.
They've totally just wrecked their credibility in so many ways for years. I mean, Louis, just think about how many years we watched them try to cover things up when it came to all the stuff that we've seen, like 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They were losing credibility then. The alternative media rose up. And people were doing their own thing. They got scared. And they've tried to censor all of us by using their lobby power to influence advertising and, you know, these platforms to censor us. Because they're scared that somebody with no money to their name and maybe a little camera can do a better creative job in getting information out to the public than a multi-billion dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
The people rising up can do better than them. They're more talented than they are. And they can't handle that. They are pissed that regular people can do a better job than they can. Because that really smashes the illusion that they are anything established at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing truly established in what they do at all once you uncover that they're just complete crap. They're has-beens. The public can do a better job if we really have a passion to do it. And we need to do everything in our power to create a free marketplace of information with as many platforms as we possibly can. So every time they smash one, we got 10 that spring up right behind it. They can't get us all. They can get some of us, but they're not going to stop us all.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we do that, we won't be stopped. And we have to also recognize they're also going to try to do that too. To try to put Brand X 99-cent store conspiracy crap out there with Russiagate type nonsense. They're going to try to put fake conspiracies out there to cover up the real conspiracies. And as long as we can expose that, we should be all right. So, yeah, I just had to say that.
Yep. All right. So, yeah, man. Gabe, thanks for coming on and helping me out.
Absolutely.
As always, great.
Thank you for allowing me on, Louis.
Yeah, no, you always have an open invitation.
Appreciate that.
Yep. So, yeah, that was Gabe Brown. And I do know a Gabe Rivera, and he's a retard. So, I'm sorry. That was Gabe Brown.
It's all good, brother.
Yeah, Gabe Brown.
It's all good.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. I don't believe this impeachment is going anywhere.
Yeah.
Even if they do get it. Like you said, nothing's gonna happen. He's not leaving office.
Well, it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. You strike me down and I'll become more powerful than you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to do. They're going to make the American people rise up and say no. Yeah, we know what you're doing.
In fact, we should be rising up now and calling every Congress critter and be like, hey, you vote for impeachment, we're going to make your life living hell.
Well, I'll say this too, Louie. Mm-hmm. Maybe all of us activists for truth and justice in the American way,
mm-hmm.
maybe you all should become poll workers and start seeing what's really going on at these election sites from the source.
Mm-hmm.
You start doing that, they can't steal the votes. They can't hide the votes. They can't manipulate the votes if we all know what's really going on.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. There's your solution.
Mm.
You want to safeguard the Republic? Go directly to where the votes are being counted. And let's make sure that they're not manipulating the votes this election cycle next year.
All right.
It's my solution and suggestion.
All right. So, anyways, that was Gabe Brown. And I'd like to thank everyone that's listening to the show. Please like, comment, subscribe, however you are listening to this show. Please tell your friends and family about this show. Even hell, you know, any kids 16 and older, let them listen to this show. Let them learn something. We gotta get you know, time to take over Gen Z and course correct. Anyways, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
And that's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to beanie babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.